Chapter 4.
You have to know the provenance of information to evaluate it. In other words, who wants you to know this, who doesn't, and why? If you come by sensitive information too easily, it might be planted. So if you check out Teth, go careful. Intelligence Officer Lieutenant Komarek, N6 Special Operations Brigade, Grand Army of the Republic.
Observation Post, Crystal City, Christophsis.
Anakin knew he had to grit his teeth and take a certain amount of Jedi Council bureaucracy. But there was a war on, and there was every chance that they'd die here. He didn't have time for a Padawan. He also didn't want to kick up a stink in front of Rex. There was nothing more demoralizing for troops than a commanding officer who didn't look solidly in control. If his clone troopers could take any onslaught without murmur, then he had to do even better. It was what officers did. It was expected of him. The abandoned skyscraper was a useful observation point. When visibility was good, they could see for 30 clicks in every direction. Smoke hanging in the air had cut that down dramatically, but it was still an excellent vantage point, and went some way to making up for the lack of air cover and forward air control. He could direct long-range artillery from here.
We need reinforcements, ground troops, a fighter squadron, an armored battalion, too.
Ahsoka stood on a rail to look out from the top of the abandoned skyscraper as if she were sightseeing. She wasn't tall enough to peer over unaided. Anakin grabbed her by the belt and pulled her back down.
This isn't a training exercise, youngling, he snapped. The Seps use live rounds. They're awkward that way.
I know what I'm doing.
Ahsoka readjusted her belt.
Why don't you send a couple of squads to infiltrate the...
Skyline yourself like that again and you'll get your head shot off, Jedi or not.
Rex had turned his head toward the droid positions. He might have been watching, or he might not. There was no way to tell. Anakin envied him his helmet at times like this. Rex didn't have to grit his teeth. He could just switch off his links and retreat into a private world. He could vent his spleen as much as he wished, and nobody would be any the wiser. The clones did that. He knew.
I thought you said you'd never have a Padawan, sir,
Rex said at last.
Someone must have fouled up the flimsy.
As soon as the battalion was relieved, Anakin would pack Ahsoka off to the temple again.
I don't have a Padawan. I can't have a Padawan. There's normally at least some discussion about this kind of thing first.
Ahsoka stepped in front of him.
I'm still here, Sky Guy. Stop talking about me as if I'm not.
Sky Guy?
Rex took off his helmet and laughed.
Sky Guy?
Anakin wasn't in the mood. He fixed Ahsoka with a don't-mess-with-me look.
What did you call me?
Look, don't get snippy with me, youngling. You're not even old enough to be a Padawan.
I'm not a youngling,
she said.
I'm 14.
Rex kept a straight face.
I'm 10, he said. But I'm tall for my age.
Anyway, Master Yoda thinks I'm old enough.
Master Yoda's light years away, so it's me you've got to persuade, Anakin said. And seeing as I can't ship you back to Coruscant yet, you might as well make yourself useful.
Rex, give her an acquaint of the position, and don't take any back chat from her.
Rex checked the charge on his rifle and both sidearms, then gestured to the stairs.
Very good, sir. Come on, youngling.
She followed him without further argument, scowling, but Anakin saw her lips move soundlessly.
Padawan.
She really cared about her status, that one.
And if Captain Rex gives you an order, Anakin said, you take it, okay?
Ahsoka narrowed her eyes a fraction.
Yes, Sky Guy.
Stang. He didn't have time to play games with a kid.
He watched her disappear down the smoke-stained stairwell with Rex before he felt he could breathe again. Kenobi sat next to the mobile comm station, one ear cocked to the chatter of static thrown up by the solar storm ripping through the upper layers of Christophsis' atmosphere.
Don't you think you're a little hard on her?
No, this isn't a game.
I admit she's not what I expected in terms of self-discipline,